Well, high school sports last night. We'll start with volleyball and girls volleyball action last evening. In the Hawkeye 10, it was Lewis Central downing Atlantic 3-0. Creston, a 3-game sweep over Atlantic. Lewis Central beat Creston 3-1. It was Kemper Catholic 3-0 over Shenandoah. Clarinda beat Denison 3-0. 3-1. Harlan over Red Oak 3-2. Glenwood beat Abraham Lincoln 3-1. In Western Iowa Conference play, it was Tri-Center over IKM Manning 3-1. Trainer defeated AHSTW in 3 straight. Underwood beat Missouri Valley 3-1. Audubon swept 3 from Riverside, and Logan Magnolia 3-1 winner over Griswold. In Rolling Valley Conference play last night, Exira EHK over Arweva 3-2. Adair Casey beat Woodbine 3-0. It was Cam over Peyton Sherdan 3-1. Bowyer Valley swept 3 from Charter Oak Ute. Glidden Ralston beat Coon Rapids Bayard in 3 straight. In the Corner Conference, Sydney over Clarinda Academy 3-0. It was Essex 3-2 over Stanton. East Mills swept 3 from South Page. And Nishnabotna swept 3 from Heartland Christian. Also, Bedford beat Lennox 3-0. East Union over Southwest Valley 3-1, and Mount Air over Nottoway Valley 3-2. The Iowa Association of Track Coaches cross country rankings this week look like this. In Class 1A on the boys' side, Nottoway Valley is top rated this week with Bowyer Valley number 5, Tri-Center is 13th, and Panorama 15th. In girls 1A, Pekin is number 1 rated with Panorama in at 6th and Exira EHK ranked 12th this week. In the Class 2A rankings on the boys' side, Unity Christian is number 1, Shenandoah is ranked 8th. In Class 2A girls, Monticello is top ranked with Shenandoah Essex in at number 8. In Class 3A on the boys' side, Grinnell is top ranked with Harlan at number 7. On the girls' side, Davenport Assumption is number 1 ranked with Denison number 13. And in Class 4A, Dowling Catholic leads the boys' rankings, Urbandale the girls' rankings. Wisconsin opened this season as the favorite to win the Big Ten West Division, and that won't draw an argument from Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz. The Badgers have made a habit of appearing in the Big Ten Championship game, and they've won 3 league titles in the past 5 years.
You know, if you look at the Big Ten West again, just to emphasize that, Wisconsin's done as well as anybody the last 5 years. So, you know, if you are going to be a contender, you're going to have to do well against them. But, you know, we're not going to let one game define the entire season, but it's an important game. They're all important. This is conference play now.
Ferentz says the Badgers have been the dominant team in the division and one of the top programs in the Big Ten. Paul Christ is the third different Badger coach in the last 4 years, but Ferentz says the style remains the same.
What we're seeing defensively is what we've seen. This will be the third straight year of that, and they're excellent on defense. It is a departure from what they used to be, but they're playing at a really high level again. And, you know, offensively, they come at you. They're a really physical football team that likes to run the football.
Well, Ferentz says the players did a good job of bouncing back after a disappointing season in 2014, and now they need to show that they can handle success after a 4-0 start.
You know, we just got to be careful and understand we've improved because we've been focused on the right things. That's where we got to stay. And if the roof should cave in this week, you know, if all hell breaks loose, you know, we're going to line up and play next week too. So we just got to get back to it and, you know, stay centered on the things that are really important.
Ferentz says running back Jordan Canzeri is one of several seniors who have stepped up their game this season. The native of New York has 8 touchdowns already this season after failing to reach the end zone all of last year.
He's been a good football player ever since he's been here. He's had some injury issues on and off, that type of thing. But the good thing is this year, including last spring, he's been able to really practice the way he wants to. And, you know, it's been really fun to watch him. And I talked about our seniors giving us leadership. You can start right there. You know, he's done a great job that way as well. And talked about, you know, a couple weeks ago when LaShawn had to come out of the ball game, he assumed that carrying the whole load for us. And, you know, he's just doing a really nice job.
Iowa's red zone production is off the charts this season as the Hawkeyes have converted touchdowns on 14 of 16 opportunities for an 88% clip. That compares to 64% a year ago.
You know, we've spent a lot of time on it in terms of scheme, but more importantly in practice. But, you know, you never know when that's going to show up or if it's going to show up or if it'll continue to show up. But at least I think our guys are a little bit more comfortable down there, and they've done a great job. But ultimately it gets back down to the players, you know, players with their execution, and the guys are really doing a good job so far.
Well, with top running back Corey Clement sidelined with an injury, the Badgers have been riding the arm of quarterback Joel Stavi. The redshirt senior is completing 66% of his passes and is 24-8 as a starter coming into Saturday's game. We'll have that game for you live Saturday here on the radio. It's a 9 a.m. pregame. 11:05 is kickoff from Camp Randall Stadium. In NFL news, the Cowboys have signed defensive end David Irving off of Kansas City's practice squad a day after releasing defensive tackle Devon Coleman. Irving is an undrafted rookie free agent out of Iowa State. Dallas also released guard Ronald Patrick from its practice squad on Tuesday, replacing him with defensive end LeVar Edwards. Dallas was missing defensive end Jeremy Mincy because of a concussion last weekend against Atlanta, but Mincy is expected to return against New Orleans Sunday. The Cowboys also get free agent pass rusher Greg Hardy back next week following his four-game suspension in a domestic violence case. In baseball news, the St. Louis Cardinals have to wait at least one more day for a chance to clinch their third straight National League Central title. Rain washed out last night's game against Pittsburgh, so the teams with the two best records in the majors will play a day-night doubleheader today. St. Louis' magic number to wrap up the division title is 2 after the Cardinals blanked Pittsburgh 3-0 on Monday. The Cards will start Michael Wacha in the opener against Pittsburgh's Gerrit Cole. St. Louis will send Tyler Lyons in the second game against Charlie Morton. We'll have both of those games for you here on KJAN. The first game underway at 11:40. That's the pregame this morning. And then later on this evening, the 5:10 start time on the second contest. St. Louis also is expected to activate right-handed pitcher Adam Wainwright today. The three-time All-Star has been on the disabled list since April after tearing the Achilles tendon in his left leg. Elsewhere around the National League last night, Philadelphia beat the New York Mets 4-3, Chicago over Cincinnati 4-1, Atlanta beat Washington 2-1, Arizona over Colorado in 11 innings 4-3, Milwaukee beat San Diego 4-3, and the Dodgers clinched the West Division title with an 8-0 win over San Francisco. In the American League, Eric Hosmer and Kendry Morales homered and Johnny Cueto threw six quality innings, but the Kansas City Royals still lost to the Chicago White Sox 4-2 last night. The Royals, who have lost four of their last five, fell behind 3-0 after Adam Eaton drove a two-run homer into the bullpen in right field off of Cueto in the fifth inning. Cueto lost for the third time in his four September outings and gave up three runs and eight hits over six innings. He struck out two and walked a couple. Elsewhere in the AL, Boston beat the New York Yankees 10-4. It was Texas over Detroit 7-6. The Angels beat Oakland 8-1. Seattle downed Houston 6-4. Baltimore at Toronto and Minnesota at Cleveland both were rained out yesterday. One interleague game saw Tampa Bay beat Miami by a score of 4-2. Northern Iowa broke into the top 10 last season thanks largely to the play of forward Seth Tuttle, arguably the best player in school history. Tuttle has moved on, and replacing him won't be easy. Tuttle's departure will be the biggest challenge for the Panthers to overcome in the 2015-16 basketball season. Tuttle, a second-team All-American, anchored a team that won a school record 31 games and was a Dark Horse Final Four candidate before falling to Louisville in the NCAA tournament. Tuttle isn't the only front-court player the Panthers need to replace. All three starters have moved on after combining for 27.7 points and 13.5 rebounds a game in the 2014-15 season. And also in college basketball news, nearly 30 years after its football program received the so-called death penalty, the SMU men's basketball team has been punished by the NCAA. The NCAA has slapped a ban on postseason play for the SMU men's basketball team and suspended coach Larry Brown for 9 games during the upcoming season for multiple violations that include academic fraud and unethical conduct. It singled out Brown for not reporting possible violations in his program and initially lying to the NCAA enforcement staff. He was also cited for providing no specific guidance to his staff on rules compliance. Brown did not deny those violations, but he said the punishment was too severe for the manner of the violations. The basketball team will also lose 9 scholarships over the next 3 seasons. This is Brown's third college coaching job, and each program has faced NCAA sanctions. He also got into hot water at UCLA and Kansas, but says those past digressions had no bearing on this situation. The Mustangs led the nation with 10 major infractions cases within its sports department. The school said it was studying the report and would decide within the next 2 weeks whether to appeal. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.